Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Allegri Wood called Finding Your First High ROI AI Use Case.
And if you've ever sat in a leadership meeting where someone says, we should do something with AI, and then nothing actually happens, this one is for you.
That is exactly where Brett starts. Most businesses stall because they try too much too soon. They want to boil the ocean before they've even turned on the kettle.
Right, and he makes a point that I think gets overlooked. Your first AI project is not just a technology decision. It is a cultural one.
Walk us through that.
So the idea is, get the first project right, and your people say, this is brilliant. What else can we automate? Get it wrong, and they say, see, I told you AI doesn't work for us. That's the fork in the road.
Two very different cultures coming out of one decision.
Exactly. So the stakes are much higher than just the project itself.
All right. So how do you pick the right one? Brett lays out three things your first AI project needs: high impact, low risk, and measurable ROI.
Let's take them one at a time. High impact means it touches a lot of people or directly affects customers. Things like sales reporting, lead response, invoice tracking.
Because every minute saved multiplies across the whole business.
Low risk means you're not starting with sensitive client data, anonymized or internal data first. Client-facing data comes later, once you've got your footing.
And measurable ROI is the one I think most businesses skip over.
They do. Brett's point is simple. If you can't point to a number, whether it's time saved, errors reduced, or faster turnaround, you can't build a case for doing more. 10 hours saved a week, response times cut by 30%. Those are numbers everyone understands.
He also covers the common mistakes. And honestly, some of these will sound familiar.
The big one is chasing the shiny object, picking tools because they're trending on LinkedIn rather than because they solve an actual bottleneck in your business.
Then there's skipping the why. No business case, just experimenting. And the data problem. Garbage in, garbage out. If your data is messy, your AI will just make bad decisions faster.
Which is not really the outcome you want.
No.
There's another one I want to flag. Maintenance. People set something up, it works for a month, then they forget about it. Brett calls this prompt drift, that gradual slide where results stop matching your expectations.
So you schedule regular reviews?
Monthly, he says, to keep outputs fresh and catch drift early.
And the last mistake is leaving out the team, which ties back to that cultural point from the start.
Right. Brett's framing here is good. The first wave of AI should augment your people, not sideline them. The best AI in the world fails if no one actually uses it.
There's a real example in the article that makes this concrete. A 60-person logistics firm in Southeast Asia. Their support inbox was overflowing, customers waiting days for updates.
And they wanted to buy a giant AI platform?
Instead, they built a simple email classifier that tagged and routed messages automatically.
Simple. And the results? Response times dropped by 40%. Staff workload halved. Customer satisfaction scores jumped.
Not flashy, but it worked, securely, with human oversight. And that same team now reviews their prompts monthly. That's how maintenance becomes part of the culture.
I want to ask about privacy and security, because I think a lot of business owners treat that as someone else's problem.
Brett is pretty direct on this. He calls privacy and security the seatbelt on your test drive. Three questions before any project starts. Are you storing or processing personal data? Is that data encrypted or anonymized? And who monitors compliance as the system evolves?
And the reason isn't just legal. A breach doesn't just break laws like GDPR or the PDPA. It breaks relationships.
Trust is your biggest competitive advantage. That framing stuck with me.
Good framing. So what should someone listening actually do this week?
Brett gives you a specific question to take into your next leadership meeting. If we could automate one task this month that saves everyone an hour a day, what would it be?
Or even narrower, if you could automate one task for one person that saves them an hour a day, what would it be? That is your first AI project.
Start with the answer to that question. Not a platform, not a big investment. One task, one team, one clear outcome you can measure.
Read the full article at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit there. Worth a look.
That's it for this one. See you next time.